I read about Peaceful Tomorrows and instantly knew that I'd found a group who had the same reaction to 9/11 that I did, which wasn't about anger and vengeance, but instead was about trying to find a way to end violence and end any kind of cycle or vengeful reaction to it. So it's just been a wonderful affiliation to know that there are people who, despite losing someone in such a horrific way, can still see that we need to reach out in brotherhood and peace and not react to violence, because that will just perpetrate violence. So our mission really is to say that even given what happened to us, there is another way to respond.
Tell us a little bit about who you lost.
Well, my husband Sean turned 50 in 2001, and he worked for Aon. He was on the he worked on the 98th floor, and he was trapped, unable to find a way down or a way up. I want to mention also that today is his birthday, so it was an especially important for me to be here in this cause. We marched in peace marches in the 60s when we were both in college. I met my husband when we were 16 years old, so we were together for 34 years. And I know that he want me to be here today. I know that he would not want his name used by the U.S. government to justify a preemptive strike. The main reason I'm here is there are a lot of many, many complicated issues, and I don't pretend I have the answers to all of them. I am patriotic. I do believe that we should and can and will defend our country when necessary, but I believe that the present administration took September 11th and twisted it to their own ends in the Iraqi situation, and I object to that.
There are many people in the media who are surprised that people like you who've lost loved ones in an attack like that wouldn't want revenge in some way, wouldn't have a thirst for blood. How do you explain it to folks who are baffled by your reaction?
Well, I'm... You know, turning 50, I think, maybe made me a little philosophical, and my husband as well, and because we both celebrated our 50th birthdays in 2001, and we had a lot of talks about what our lives meant, how we felt about things. So we had a lot of really deep conversations, and when you're that age, I think I'm stumbling here, but all I can say is that we developed a set of beliefs, and I'm going to use the pro we. And I was against the death penalty, and when it came time to when the Justice Department wanted to know if Zacharias Moussaoui should get the death penalty, I said no, not even him. I don't believe in it, and I'm not going to change my core beliefs because it's personal. I feel the same way about the wars, that believe in a war of self-defense, but in a war of aggression and preemption, I don't believe in it. I didn't believe in it before September 11th, and I will not let the act of a terrorist change my core beliefs. In many ways, it made me stronger. It made me realize how important those beliefs are to keep us civilized.
What do you think can be accomplished today with all the millions of people marching across the globe? What do you hope is accomplished?
Well, as one of the speakers said, our leaders are elected by us, and this is what we are saying. I don't believe that there's a silent majority that's supporting what is going on. And what we're accomplishing here is we're being very vocal about it, and I think that's our obligation, to be heard, to make sure that there is a message that we're delivering, and it's an important one, and it's a very popular message that this administration's actions have really detracted from what could be accomplished. Even after September 11th, looking for terrorists was an appropriate response. But this diversion, I think, has weakened our moral position in that cause, and I'm not sure that it's not going to accomplish what I think the administration wants. It's going to contribute to instability and more terrorism and more fear and more deaths. I don't want anyone else to die. I know that wish will never be fulfilled, but I just, all of us in Peaceful Tomorrows want everyone to understand that you don't have to react with vengeance and anger.